I'm joined on the line by Hamid, the man, the YouTube user who posted the images, the very distressing images of the death of Neda onto YouTube. Hamid, when did you come across these images?
At the June 20, I was online in the internet, and I was collecting information, and publishing it into my Yahoo 360 weblog, because just that one is not filtered in Iran, but Facebook, Twitter, and some others are filtered in so many places in Iran. At the same time, I have some reports that there are military, police and militia was full of in every streets over all over the Engelab street and Engelab Square, but there was no violence reported. At the same time, one of my friends in Facebook wrote to me, my wife came home and someone is killed next to her and the clothes of my wife was bloody. I reported this one into my weblog, but as I am not sure, I was not sure, I removed it some minutes later. And I called to one of my friends in Tehran, in Amirabad, at the same location that Neda is killed, and asked him about what is going on over there. He said, nothing. I asked him, are you sure? He said, I'm going out and I will report you. After 1 hour, I didn't get anything from him. I called to one of my other friends in Tehran to call him by landline. And she answered me, that friend has gone to the roof of his home, and he said that everywhere is full of smoke and not more. Just in this time, this friend who has sent the video to me, wrote to me, a girl is killed next to me right now. I asked him that I'm not sure about your report. I have two types of reporters. Some of them is not non-violent, and you and another one are saying that they are very violent. And he asked me, is it possible to you to publish a video that I took right now, some minutes before? I said, yes, absolutely. And he emailed it to me. And I was ready to send it to CNN and BBC. And as soon as possible, I got it. My blood pressure went down. I was very confused. I was crying at the same time because you have seen that movie.
Yeah.
And I published it to CNN. I sent it two times to BBC. And as I remember, and in the YouTube and to the Facebook. And 5 minutes later, it started to get several emails and messages, and it published everywhere, and it was something like that.
Who made that video?
Yeah, one of my friends. This person that I explained to you that wrote to me that someone is killed next to me, he is taking the movie. He said that we were two persons. His friend was a doctor that he is on the body, as you see in the movie, and try to help her. And my friend is taking the movie. Yes. Excuse me, Justin. Okay, yes.
When you saw it, did you realize how powerful it was going to be? When you first saw the video, did you realize that this was going to be an important moment in the uprising?
Yes, because it shocked me very, very much, and I was sure at that time everyone in the world, if he or she see this movie, will be shocked, and I feel that I must broadcast it and publish it because I try to show to the world what is going on in my country. You know, reporters are going out, they are not allowed to make movies and something like that. And this was a way to show to the world what was happening over there. So I published it in YouTube. It is seen more than 70,000 times in YouTube. And, you know,